DOD Chief Information Officer Terry Halverson has notified employees that all of the department's PCs now using any Microsoft operating system will be upgraded to Windows 10 by January 2017. Secretary Ash Carter will publish an execution order with details on the secure configuration everyone is supposed to use. Copies will come from the so-called Secure Host Baseline image. For insight into how this will work, Federal News Radio's reporter Scott Massioni spoke with Nigel Hughes, the Vice President of Sales at systems integrator SteelCloud.
Well, I think it's a very important memo. What the Department of Defense is looking to do is to look at how it can improve its security stance and to provide for more consistency throughout the agency. And this is a major undertaking. There are obviously millions of desktops throughout the Department of Defense, and to move everyone to a Windows 10 platform is a significant undertaking, but it brings tremendous benefit to the department.
And I mean, for most people, when we're used to upgrading our operating system, it's, you know, a couple clicks, maybe you have to wait a half an hour for everything to download. What does that entail for something like the Defense Department that employs millions of people and has tons and tons of computers and platforms?
Paramount, of course, Scott, is security. And the Department of Defense does have its SIG standard, the Security Technical Implementation Guide standard. And that is the NIST requirement for all servers throughout the Department of Defense. And this, again, is a significant undertaking. And it requires that all of the desktops each are in compliance with that stipulation.
And then, so how would the Department of Defense go about doing that? You know, they have to hire a contractor, and what kind of opportunities are there for business within that?
Yes, it is a significant undertaking. I think that it does require participation from the departments, from the agencies, from the systems integrators in order to bring this about, especially in the time frame that the memo dictates for it must be done by January 2017. So the opportunity, I think, is to provide assistance, but I think what's actually required here is to have the secure host baseline where there is a baseline standard that can be deployed as a baseline throughout the Department of Defense. And then, of course, it's not just the Windows, it's the various applications that each of those desktops support. And they, too, have to be locked down in compliance with the STIG. And there, sometimes there is a disconnect. That is to say that the app conflicts with the STIG standard or the STIG standard conflicts with the app. And that's really where SteelCloud can come in and make a big difference.
Right. Now, when you say this security baseline, does that just mean that everyone has Windows 10 and that's what's secure? Or what does that exactly mean?
Secure baseline is a standard for the STIG. There are policy requirements for how each of these Windows configurations is established. There are hundreds of switches, if you will, controls that determine how those workstations must be configured. And then, of course, if we look at things like Office, .NET, the SQL, all of these components on these desktops each require a STIG standard, and they must be hardened in accordance with that policy.
And what kind of benefits does Windows 10 kind of bring, you know, to DoD compared to what they're working with now? Do you know off the top of your head what kind of operating system they're working with now?
Yeah, of course, the Department of Defense has everything. I have Windows 10. It is the latest OS. It is a marked improvement over where we were. And in the Department of Defense, we're going to find all kinds of things. There's going to be Windows 7 and 8, of course. And then we'll even find some XP. There's a lot of aging desktops in and around the department that will all benefit from being able to move to the state-of-the-art OS that will provide for much greater communication, consistency, reliability, and security. If everybody has the same security platform, I think it's going to make tremendous benefit to the department.
And so the security that it creates, is that purely because it's one uniform operating system that they can kind of patch at the same time? Or is it just that Windows 10 is more bulwarked against, you know, attacks?
I think really it's the Stig policy that makes the security more robust. Certainly, the Windows 10 improvements over and above 7 or 8 are there, but it's the DISA policy around Stig that makes a huge difference. And if every Department of Defense agency or command is able to comply with the Stig policy and do so easily, it makes for a much more secure Defense Department.
And so do you happen to know when the last time this happened was, or have they ever brought something up to date like this?
To my knowledge, Scott, I've not heard of this before for the desktop. As I mentioned, you know, we do see in our travels varying OS deployments throughout the department. So to standardize on Windows 10 makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's the latest version, and it provides for that consistency across the entire department. But it is a substantial undertaking, and it will require a lot of collaborative support from the industry.
And so this transition, I mean, like you said, it's till January, was it 2017? Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. So would this happen? It wouldn't happen all at once. I'd assume that it would happen kind of in certain phases, or would it happen all at once?
I think the various departments, the Army will have their own program, the Air Force will have theirs, the various agencies will, again, operate at their pace. What we want to do is to provide a model where we can say, please work at your own pace. Here is a secure baseline that you can implement at will. One of the things that we tried to do was to say, okay, there's a lot of desktops here. If the government were to look at a SteelCloud ConfigOS acquisition, the cost of and time of doing a procurement to get to a low price point would be time prohibitive.
And finally, I mean, do you know what this would cost in total?
I don't know what the budget is for this, Scott. I'm assuming that there are tens of millions of dollars involved in this initiative. What I can say is that we can do it for a tiny fraction of that cost. Certainly, in terms of establishing the secure baseline, we believe that we can do it for as much as 90% less than it would be done with a manual model. And then the ongoing compliance, that's what I mentioned, you know, where the new policy comes out, we can maintain that at typically 70% less cost than can be done by any government entity. So this is a very compelling proposition so as to provide this type of capability against the backdrop of the goals identified in Mr. Halverson's memo.
Nigel Hughes is the Vice President of Sales at systems integrator SteelCloud. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.